Welcome back to Sauce on the Side. For those who like, I don't like the double dip thing.
Okay.
I think it needs to change. Welcome back to Sauce on the Side. For those who like a bit of extra, I don't know, we need to figure it out. Somebody send me this. Nevertheless, today is a very special episode.
It is indeed.
Of Sauce on the Side. And I'm going to tell you why. We have a guest on today.
We do.
And her name is Rachel Rogers. For those of you unfamiliar, Rachel Rogers recently went, she's from the north of the UK, best part of the UK, obviously, nicest people. She went viral recently for taking people's towels, as anybody who listens to this podcast will know. People trying to reserve pool beds and deck chairs with towels is the greatest, is the biggest enemy of happiness that I know, okay? It's the enemy of justice. It's the enemy of fairness. It is the actions of somebody who is about the individual and not the collective.
I'm with you.
And what do we like in the weekly roast? The collective, the community. We like doing things that are for the greater good, not just for ourselves.
Yes.
Whilst also benefiting from us. Nevertheless, Rachel Rogers had had enough. She was on holidays and she decided to discard the towels. A woman after her own heart, absolute legend. This went mega viral. Like mega viral. Millions and millions of views all over TikTok. She was on Good Morning Britain. She was on all of these huge shows. Mm-hmm. I reached out to her, was like, listen, you're my idol.
Yeah.
Please come on the show.
Can I add something?
You can.
You will obviously, as we, you know, are off air, you'll send me kind of ideas and guests. Mm-hmm. It'll generally be like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
This is that. The message you sent with the video of Rachel Rogers was, we need her.
We need her. Like, we absolutely, there was no questions asked. Like, whatever about any other guests, massive celebrities, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Rachel Rogers was like, that was my white whale.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That was my Moby Dick, okay? So, Michael was in touch and we've been trying to arrange it for the last couple of weeks. We had a conversation with her yesterday. Now, this is the bad news. The bad news is that there were tech issues too numerous to mention. So the quality of this conversation is potato. It is somebody recording a music video at Longitude with a Tamagotchi in 2007. It's like completely, it's really bad. However, what was supposed to be a conversation around sun loungers and people reserving sun loungers with towels and beach towels and stuff really evolved into something much deeper. This is a woman who is on a new journey of self-discovery after I only realised and discovered halfway through the phone call when she said it that she'd experienced serious loss last year. And as a result of experiencing this loss, her way of dealing with grief has been to basically say yes to the world more and to throw herself and catapult herself into situations and environments and activities and everything that she has spent her whole life not doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this for me is true inspiration.
Totally.
Listening to some clown in a podcast studio, rehashing some ChatGPT bullshit that's supposed to be motivational in weird metaphors and garbage and word salad is nothing, okay? Listening to a real person come on the show who has been handed a really, really difficult hand in terms of loss and losing three people close to her very, very quickly. And then in the face of that adversity, like learning how to live again and living in the way that she is genuinely, it just blew me away. I was enraged. It took me about 4 or 5 hours to calm down from the fact that the quality of the conversation was so crap because there's obviously a beam in the roof in here that kept the fucking, excuse my language, that kept the connection kept dropping. There was a delay, all of the things that we hate. But the conversation was so pure that I was like, we cannot lose this.
Mm.
So I just want to say, yeah, look, Rachel Rogers, absolute legend. And she's on TikTok and her name is Nanny Rachel. So it's N-A-N-N-Y or A-C-H-A-E-L. In earnest, she is trying to grow a bit of a following because she would love to retire a little bit earlier. And that is something that, you know, if by doing the things that she's doing on socials, you know, as a result, she might get some brand deals. She might get to do some sponsor content or at the very least be sent away on holidays and these sort of things. So please follow her if you're on TikTok. I'm not, but if you're on TikTok, please follow her. We will include a link to her channel to her TikTok beneath this episode. But I suppose without being too sentimental, like, it was just one of those chats where it really, like, I was coming on, I was taking the piss, she was great crack and all the rest, but slowly but surely we slipped into a conversation about how we deal with life and how we respond to any challenge in life and ultimately what's important and what's not. And as a result, it's, yeah, it's just, she was a legend.
A really lovely person. And one of the types of people on social media, if you follow, I feel like you'll genuinely get a good laugh out of.
She took up this, at one point, it would bring a tear to your eye. At one point, she says that she started doing drum lessons recently because that was her childhood dream, was to play the drums.
And she's dead.
It's just the sweetest thing ever. Ah. So, Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. We will absolutely have you back in the show once, because she's now becoming like a vigilante dog poo sorter-outer as well. So she's like... She's effectively me, but a little bit more beautiful. And with a minge. You can't. No. I can't include that. There's no way. It's just like you can't spend 10 minutes giving someone the nicest and then just when I thought I was capable of being mature, it's over. Guys, it's time. I hope you enjoy the chat. Let me know in the comments below. This is Sauce on the Side. And by the way, no, that's it. I'm still really... No, I shouldn't have... I'm sorry. Anyway, here you go, my friends. Enjoy the chat, and I will see you very soon. Good luck. Guys, this is a groundbreaking moment. Now, firstly, before we begin, I do have to say something. Rachel, I'm a married man, okay?
Yeah.
Do you see the ring on that? In another world, I'd be running off to the sunset with you because you are a woman after my own heart. Guys,
what can I say?
Rachel, why don't you tell us in a couple of sentences why you're here today, and then I will explain to you why this means so much to me that you've come on the show.
I'm here because I am the lady that went viral for the video, TikTok video of me taking the towels off the sun lounges in Tenerife.
And what happened then?
Well, basically, we were away in Tenerife, me and my friend, and just had this mad moment because we were watching people putting their the towels on the lounges and things, and we just thought, you know, this isn't on. They were beggaring off back to breakfast and doing. Mm. We thought, no, we're not having this. So we just had a mad moment and decided to take them all off.
It's amazing.
We didn't see the aftermath, unfortunately, because we were catching a bus, so we missed what the outcome was.
You've honestly inspired a nation of people, because people's poolside etiquette is something that I lose sleep at night over. Okay.
I know.
And somebody putting a towel down at 9 o'clock in the morning and then going into the local village to get a pair of jelly shoes or their hair braided in a borderline problematic way, that's absolutely scandalous as far as I'm concerned.
And me too.
And I will regularly, so recently on Instagram, if I go on holidays, I will take people's towels and I'll just get rid of them. And then if somebody comes back up, it's like I was sitting there, I'm like, sorry?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't speak English, actually, garçon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It boils my blood as well, to be honest with you, because we didn't even sit by the pool, which is a stupid thing. We didn't want to stare, but we just thought, this is not on every morning.
It's the principle.
Yeah.
It's like whenever I catch people. So I was in Portugal a couple of weeks ago for Michael's wedding, right? And there was a bus collecting nothing to do with the wedding, but there was a bus collecting people from the hotel to bring them into Vila Moura, the village. Yeah. And we're all outside waiting for this bus in a queue and all hotel guests. And as soon as the bus arrives, this couple comes up to the right, comes up the flanks, and I can see them. I've got that military sort of. She comes up the right and I immediately go, yo, what are you doing there? And she goes, oh, don't worry about it. We're all going in the bus anyway. Yeah, but we're queuing. Do you know what I mean? We are queuing. Don't you worry about it. What do you think of that accent, actually?
Was it?
I just sort of like my accent, you know. No?
No, I don't
know. No, okay. Fair enough. But you know what I mean? You know whenever somebody, like, they try and minimize their crime by saying, yeah. Oh, don't you act like, why are you getting so bothered about this? No, I'm getting bothered by this because there are rules. And I feel like the way that they're behaving is so inconsiderate to, like, yeah. the wider poolside community. Like, we're all here for a reason. We're all here to have a fucking holiday. We're all here to have a couple of cans. Do you know what I mean? A couple of sunlight. Yeah. We want to have a good day. Listen to a few tunes. And by the way, that brings me to my next thing. Maybe dance with a few young men. Am I right?
Well, you've got to, haven't you? You've got to. I'm at the age, time in my life where I'm thinking, sod it. No fucker knows me. Well, I thought nobody knew me, but clearly I'm
and now you're, I thought, now no you're famous.
Just go for it. Just have a bit of fun.
And I do think, like, all jokes aside, because obviously I've seen your TikTok and, okay, there's the poolside etiquette stuff. But then, honestly, there is the dancing and then there's the drum lessons. I mean, I think you are, yeah. like, this idea of just shaking free from the perceptions of how we should be, right, in society yeah. and not yeah. letting, like, conditioning or fear dictate. You know the way, like, you think, like, oh, I should behave in a certain way or I should do this. Why? And I really think that's it's so refreshing because, like, on your page, it's like you are, yeah, you're marshalling the poolside in a way that everybody dreams of doing. But then you're also, like, taking up drum lessons and, you know, you're dancing in the street. Like, these are the things that whenever we die, and we will all die, by the way, Rachel, let me just break that to you, okay? We will all die one day. Okay. You know, but these are the things that when we do die, we go, I wish I did more shit like this. Do you know what I mean?
And I want my grandkids to remember me for doing this stupid stuff. I want them to be, we had a great nan. She was the best. Yeah. I want to be able to be stupid with them. I want to do stupid things. I mean, the drum lessons was just, it's just mental, really. That was just a childhood dream. Learned to play the drums and thought.
That's amazing, though.
Lost two or three friends in the last 12 months through various things. And I just thought, no, let's go for it. Let's go for it. Mm. I'm rubbish. But hey, it doesn't matter, does it? I'm enjoying it.
It's you're doing it like yeah. and that's like you think about the time we spend thinking about things, like, be it drums, whether it's writing a book, drums yeah. you know, going on holidays to a certain place, you know, and the time we've lost thinking about things rather than doing is just insane.
Yeah. I went on holiday with my friend to the same friend who we do it every year, we go on holiday. I took her to Morocco last year because I wanted to see the goats up the trees. That was something that I wanted to do. We ended up in a field with a bloke with a machete.
I was going to say, by the way,
baby goat is on, but you know, that's not a thing. You was
the machete for the goat? Because I have heard some stories about Morocco that would, you know.
I don't know. My friend thought it was perhaps for us because they wanted money for us to have this photo with the goat, but who knows? But you know, totally out of our comfort zone. But
and then that keeps you alive, doesn't it? Like that yeah. is yeah. new experiences, and also like. Your mind does expand every time you do something new. Like even with, say, the drum lessons, it's not that you're going to be, you're not trying to be on stage in Wembley, but you're proving to yourself you can do things, you know?
Exactly. And I just love that. I love to be able to do new things, totally different things that people like dressing, the way people dress. You know, you get to a certain age and you think, oh, you've got to put your flat shoes on. I've got friends that say, oh, I can't wear heels now because of my knees and my back. Well, so what? My knees hurt. I'm not putting my heels on for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah,
gotta go.
You're dead right.
Got to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Whatever's left.
Exactly.
You've got to enjoy it. You get to a certain age and I think once you get to a certain age, you suddenly start to think, you know, time's running out here. I've got to start and enjoy this. I've got to have fun.
And I think, like, you know, sometimes all it takes is to receive either bad news or like a scare for yourself or in your family.
Yeah.
And then you just, because in the moment, whenever like shit hits the fan with health, in like whether it's yourself or people that you know, nothing else matters. Like, absolutely nothing else matters. And all of those like ridiculous fears or concerns or worries that you would have had, they are non-existent.
Yeah.
And yes, on a normal day, They dictate our behaviors so often when they actually shouldn't, because at the end of the day, yeah, there's only one place we're all going to end up, you know?
Yeah. It's the truth. It really is the truth. And say, lost a very good friend in October last year. He died from dementia. Sorry. She was only 58. She had dementia and bowel cancer. Terrible time. And since she went, I've just thought, I don't care. I really don't care. Nobody knows me. And if they do know me and they think I'm stupid, well, get on with it.
That's it. What does it matter? Because
it doesn't matter.
No matter what anybody thinks, somebody sitting at home going, oh, this person's that cool. That doesn't interfere with how you're living your life. And if you're living your life, and by the way, my deepest condolences, but also the way that you're living right now, I can say with confidence that you're doing your friend so proud in terms of taking every day as it comes. And like, it's not to suggest that it's easy. I can't imagine the grief. But at the same time, you're not being shackled by the chains of convention until eventually you're too old to not be able to do these things. Like I say to my father-in-law, he works like insanely hard all the time. And I'm going, please enjoy yourself now rather than waiting for 20 years and then going,
book that holiday if you want it, you know, whether you can afford it or not. My aim in life now is to retire. Can't afford to, but I want to retire. I want to be able to go on them holidays. I want to do the different things. I even got my husband on a cruise in March, April time. He'd never do a cruise. And since we lost the friend, I said, you know, we've got to do it. You've got to do a cruise. Got him on it. He loved it. So, you know, we're doing amazing. Another one at the time. So you've just got to go for it. Got to do these things.
And you know what? Like, myself and Michael, like, we're both in recovery, okay? And we are, like, one thing that we always say to each other is that, like, I don't know what's best for me. Do you know what I mean? In terms of, there are things that I tell myself about what I like and what I don't like that I've actually subsequently proved to be completely wrong, because it's like, and that's why you only learn that by going and doing the new things and submitting yourself to the complete unknown.
If you don't like it, you don't have to do it again, do you?
Exactly. Well, listen, before we go, okay, we want to give your TikTok a massive plug. So remind me again of the exact username, because I want to get everybody following you after this. What is your username on TikTok? Nanny Rachel, and that's NannyRachael.
That's it. Great. Yeah, Nanny Rachel.
I'm going to share, obviously I'll share it on my Instagram as well.
Give me a plug. If I can get myself up to 10,000 followers, I'll start getting paid for these viral videos.
This is the thing. And then, by the way, you can go on a fucking cruise. Also, I think you should reach out to a travel agent, and I'll put you in touch with a couple of travel agents, because you should also you should go on some holidays and create some content around doing pool etiquette videos.
I'm happy to do that. I would love to do that. I'd love it. And that video that I put up has now got to 5.5 million. So to have another one like that, I mean, it's a once in a lifetime for people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crazy to get viral videos. And to get one or some, the next one we're doing is dog poo bags, by the way.
Oh, send it to us. Please send it to us. But also, I think you've just described it like so well. People spend their whole lives trying to go viral or create a following inorganically, right? But they're thinking too much. Yeah. You go out and you just did whatever felt natural to you on that day, and bang, you've resonated with millions of people around the world.
Just a bit of fun. Just a little bit of fun, yeah. And I hope I have. I hope people can take from it and do, you know, go out and do their own things.
100%. And, you know, even from listening to this, I think, with most humor on the internet, you know, people can see that there are real people behind the jokes, and like, it's good natured, and you know, you're having a bit of fun. Yeah. It's nothing mean spirited. And anybody that has a problem, they need to just like, look, that's their problem. It's not yours, you know?
They're off. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah. No, exactly.
You don't need to watch it, didn't you? Just do your own thing. And if you don't want to watch it, go off and do something boring.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, listen, we're going to love you and we're going to leave you, but thank you so much for joining the weekly roast.
You are, thank you for having me.
You're an absolute icon, and we wish you continued good health and all the best with your journey and ongoing journey of grief as well. And
thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, Rachel.
No, thank you for having me. It's been brilliant. Thank you.
Okay. Mind yourself.
See you again.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.